Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our topic for discussion is climate anxiety. Do we as young people actually care about the environment? This is such an interesting conversation because I don't know if you've seen it, but it greatly differs between income classes. And I know it sounds so strange, but that is really the truth that I've seen. That when you talk to people that are wealthy, they have anything they want in the world. In other words, what I mean, they have this massive TV and they have the Xbox and the PlayStation and they get a cell phone on every new upgrade. When you talk to those people, they seem to care about the environment. But I don't actually feel that they care about the environment. They all tell you, like, listen, you know what, I want to save, or I want this thing because it's so environmentally friendly. But what it boils down to is the new refrigerator that they just bought. It actually costs them money now, but it saves them money in the long run because they no longer have any, they no longer have any or expense on electricity because that thing's cheaper on electricity, right? And then they want to use all these green products. I've seen something now the other day. It's actually grape seed and petroleum jelly that they mix. And then it's baked, I think. I don't know how they do the process. But then you no longer use wood in a wood-fired oven. You use these grape seeds. And I don't know what else, but grape seed and petroleum jelly. And now they market that as a green alternative to wood. Which is very cool. I think it's such a cool thing. But, it costs about 5 times as much as normal wood. So when I need to buy, or I need to prepare food on a budget, trust me when I say this, I'm going to go for the cheaper one. I know that it's bad for the atmosphere, and I know that I've got all these carbon emissions and whatever. But trust me when I say this to you, when it comes down to, can I make food on this and will I be able to survive on this? I'm choosing the one that's able to survive. And I've noticed that with people that's struggling with finances, people that don't have all the income that they desire in the world, but I've noticed when I've spoken to those people, they don't worry necessarily about the environment. They worry about day-to-day living. Am I surviving? No, never mind thriving. Am I getting through this day? Right, will I see the day of tomorrow? That type of thing. When it comes, boils down to that, people don't worry about the environment. Our young people don't worry about the environment. I've seen it and I've had conversations with people who live overseas. And there was this lady, Greta Thunberg. I know we all seen her. She tried this entire movement with this green movement and sailing. And then she tried to went to Israel for peace and I don't know whatever she did, right? It's not my business, not my circus, not my monkeys, right? That type of vibe is the one that I've got. And I've noticed that a lot of people in South Africa actually feel the way we feel, like, you know what, TIA, this is Africa, leave us to do the way that we do things and we will continue doing these things. It's worked this way for us for centuries. It will continue to work for us for centuries. Now, is that a correct approach? Is a different question. And to that, I feel like, no, I don't necessarily think that that is the correct approach. I think there are certain stuff that we can do to limit our wastage. There are stuff that we can do to take good care of the environment. In other words, stuff that's coming to mind is don't let your car idle needlessly. That you can do. You can recycle the plastics that you can. Don't waste water. Wastage of water is a massive thing that I've got a big gripe with, because I know that we live, in essence, in a dry country. South Africa is almost desert-like. We don't have copious amounts of waters. We don't have the massive lakes that England and America has, right? Don't waste water. That's one way that you can preserve the environment. Don't throw your rubbish everywhere. I hate going down to the beach and I need to pick up plastic stuff. That's just bad. We can do that, but we won't buy. And I think that's something that we should do. But I'm not there on buying an electronic vehicle. I'm not going to pay $1 billion for a car, which I don't need. fuel is just working fine. So coming down to it, do we care about the environment? I don't think we care about the environment. Should we care about the environment? I think we should do all that we can.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.